Peace fire ministry can be beautiful work. It can also become heavy work. People may bring painful stories, complicated relationships, strong emotions, old wounds, church conflicts, family tensions, marriage struggles, betrayal, bitterness, fear, and confusion. A compassionate minister may feel honored to be trusted, but compassion without limits can slowly become over-involvement. That is why a peace fire coach minister needs a rule of life. A rule of life is a simple, intentional pattern that helps a Christian leader remain rooted in Christ. It is not legalism. It is not a way to earn God's love. It is the structure that protects love. For a peace fire coach minister, a rule of life may include prayer, scripture, worship, Sabbath, confession, healthy relationships, physical care, consultation, continuing formation, and clear boundaries around availability. This matters because conflict can pull the minister into unhealthy patterns. One pattern is rescue. The minister begins to believe, if I do not fix this, everything will fall apart. But the peace fire coach minister is not the savior. Jesus is. Another pattern is over-accessibility. The minister answers every message immediately, takes late-night calls without limits, and slowly loses rest. There may be true emergencies that require immediate action or referral, but most coaching concerns need wise structure, not constant access. Another pattern is emotional fusion. The minister begins carrying the client's anger, fear, or urgency as though it belongs to them. The minister may start thinking about the conflict all day, rehearsing arguments, or feeling personally responsible for the outcome. Another pattern is spiritual pride. The minister begins to feel essential, unusually gifted, or above correction. That is dangerous. Peace fire ministry must remain accountable. Healthy limits are not a lack of love. They are part of love. A peace fire coach minister should have a supervision or consultation rhythm. This may include a pastor, ministry supervisor, peer mentor, chaplaincy supervisor, soul center leader, or trusted ministry advisor. The goal is not to expose private details carelessly. The goal is to avoid isolation, confusion, and overreach. The minister also needs self-awareness. Before and after sessions, it helps to ask, what did I feel in this conversation? Where was I tempted to rescue, control, avoid, or impress? Did I stay in my role? Is referral needed? Do I need consultation before taking another step? John 15 reminds us to abide in Christ. Fruitfulness comes from remaining in Him, not from exhausting ourselves for Him. A sustainable peace fire ministry practice is not built on burnout. It is built on abiding, humility, accountability, and wise love. As you design your practice, create boundaries before you need them. Name your consultation support before a crisis happens. Build rhythms that keep you human, prayerful, and available to God. A peace fire coach minister serves best when the minister keeps returning to the peace fire too.